Welcome everyone to Real Chat with Kat, a podcast dedicated to offering a growth mindset platform where we entrepreneurs talk about business, mindset, and life in general, while sprinkling in some tips and tricks and practical ways to help you grow in your business. I'm your host, Catherine Polsonelli, owner of Agent Services Plus, a consulting company focused on helping you grow and build in your business. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage and get ready to have some awesome conversations and some great takeaways and ahas. Let's dive in. So today I have Mr. Jeremiah Smart, and I love your podcast. I made sure that I listened to some of it. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you have the podcast in one hand and we've talked about a couple of things, but give us a little bit of background about you and kind of what you do in the business. I know you got your hands in a few different things.
Awesome. Well, my name is Jeremiah Smart. For those who don't know me, you can actually Google me now, and you can Google the podcast, and it's mind blowing at this point because I'm only 24. I turned 25 in like 3 weeks.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was born and raised in Louisiana. That's the same place as Lil Wayne and Kevin Gates and the Boosie, and those certain celebrities. Even Britney Spears is from Louisiana.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, Britney Spears and Ellen. So yes, cool. I spent 18 years there. I went to Kansas State University for communications. And after that, I went to the East Coast, spent some years over there. And then after the East Coast, I just traveled to different states. And now I have to go to all 50 because right now I'm at 24. My podcast was created to motivate individuals to become a better version of themselves. I have dropped, as of this recording, 307.
Wow.
And my podcast got started March 18th of 2020. That's significant. I have thousands of streams in over 100 countries. I have written three and in the middle of writing my fourth book. And all of the books have different understanding and different storytellings. I got my hand in real estate, trying to understand the aspects of property and what does property management and ownership meaning. Mm-hmm. With the podcast, I hope to have it signed and work out a deal where we're able to do a bundle of whatever company to have a podcast included, podcast as well as what is that? Electronical magazine, as well as my books, as well as having an industry where we have like-minded business individuals or artists to come on and give out local talent and help create them and their brand.
Okay. Wow. I absolutely love that. So you're going to try to wrap everything that you already love doing kind of into the real estate world. Is that? I think that's fantastic. And for anyone that doesn't know, and I'll be sure to share it in the show notes, but you guys have to check out his podcast. I had the honor of being able to be a guest on there. It was fantastic. It's called Smart Way. And I love that you have a platform like that, that allows people to have that different mindset and kind of hear those positivity things. So what got you into wanting to do something like that to bring that into the world?
Honestly, I was in my room in the East Coast at the time, and I was into podcasts at the time. And this is way before podcasts become popular and well known. Mm-hmm. And I loved and I accepted the fact that one of the podcasts I listened to is called Impulsive. I love how they were being authentic. And even if they messed up, it wasn't a big issue, no matter if they trickled over their words and things like that. And I also was watching YouTube videos, and I tried to understand, I was in class for psychology, and my psychologist professor told me, hey, you should go and study psychology, because I wanted to understand how different people think, how do they work, see it from all different aspects. Mm-hmm. So I understood that the human mindset was usually spanned 4 minutes and 20 seconds. So what I did was I created a podcast, and I tried to make it 2 to 4 minutes and 20 seconds. So that way you understand the topic, get motivation, boom, you're done. You can still continue your day, because some people fall asleep in between takes, and maybe you may say something inspirational in the middle and they don't hear it. They only remember the beginning and the end. So if you tie all of that into all in one, you have everything you need. Now you got more listeners. Now you got more following. Now you're keeping the train going.
I love that. And that makes total sense. And it's funny that you say you did that in psychology. I took psychology as well when I went into the medical field. And I think that was a huge fascination for me. And one of the reasons why I continued down that pathway for a while was because I enjoyed learning the different facets of people's minds. And now I get to use that in my consulting when I work with people. Instead of, you know, doing things one way, I try to make it fit for each personality type and the way that they think, because it does end up working better when you really understand how people work.
I agree.
So I know that you had a couple of things that you wanted to talk about. Is there anything specifically you wanted to make sure that we discuss and things like that? I know you have a lot that you have going on at this moment.
Only thing I wish to discuss is that I just want everybody that's listening to your podcast and whoever listens to mine to know that that life is great, and go out and explore different things. And if you want to, take a risk, because there's so much to life.
I love that. It's a very simple message, but it's one that I feel like you constantly have to put in front of people, right? You constantly have to have the conversation. You constantly have to, well, I would remind myself, right? I still have bad days, and I have to remind myself that things are okay. Things are going to be fine. Things are going to get better, right? It's just a moment in time. So I love that. I think that's something that needs to be brought to people's attention more. Now, tell me, in regards to your books, are they kind of along the same lines, or?
They are. Okay. One of my first book that I've written, I got the inspiration from a young lady who had dyslexia. And I bought the book because she was like, hey, I'm promoting, it was on Good Morning America, et cetera. And the way how the book was written wasn't compared to your average book. We had words over here, we had sentences over here. And the way how my brain works is if something's like scrambled and you're trying to have to figure it out, mm-hmm. I try to put the words together, and the way how she was speaking, it was different and it was unique to me, because everybody in society usually say, oh, this person has a learning disability, so they're not learning, they're learning challenge. But in mm-hmm. actuality, they just learn at a different spectacle than you. So you have to incorporate that, the concept of having a third eye view, essentially watching every aspect and understanding every aspect.
Yeah.
So I saw how she was writing and things like that. Come to find out, that became a New York Times bestseller because of how it was written. So I was like, well, if she can do it, I know I can do it. So I've written, it's called The Isle of Zerback. It has yet to be released. I've written it because I wanted to give young adults the opportunity to give them free will and the free understanding of life. I have three characters. And we have a character who's rich and who's able to go to college, and their college is paid for, but yet they suffer from substance abuse. We have another character who is basically just getting by because they're the first in their family to go through high school and graduate without any issues. And now they're going out to college because society told them. Then we have another person who finished high school and who decided not to go to college, or who did not decided not to, and their parents aren't as rich, but they decided to go out and see the world. Mm-hmm. And I learned that when we were growing up, you know, sorry to throw it back there, we were always told, go to school, wake up, go to college, find a good job, go get married, XYZ.
Yeah. So
I want to give my young adults, hey, if you want and you're able to go to college, go. If you're family in the middle, hey, go if you want to. But don't forget there's also this other side, because there's time that you cannot replace for having those life experiences.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So basically you kind of like laid the book out to give people options when they essentially are getting out of high school, as far as like, hey, these are some things that you can do. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to do the societal way, which is graduate and go right into college. Yeah. Like everybody tells you to. I love that. I think that's fantastic. You definitely have to let me know when that's released so that we can make sure that we share that, because as a mom, I have an 18-year-old who just graduated, and we're going through that right now, where he's trying to figure out where he wants to go and what he wants to do. And when I was growing up, I was taught that you went to high school and you directly went into college. And I wish that I would have taken the time not to go right offhand so that I, one, could experience a few things, but two, really figure out what I wanted to do. Because I feel like even in high school, my youngest one just started, they're still supposed to choose a career path, which to me is insane. I don't know what I want to do. And I'm 35. I still get to go back and forth. I'm like, well, I could do this. Well, I could do this. Right. Like, so I can't imagine being 15, 16, 17 or 18 and just graduating and having to go straight into college and decide what you want to do. That I do think that we are living in a time where you should take that time to grow and learn a little bit about yourself. And so that was a conversation that my oldest one and I had to have, and I had to swallow that societal upbringing of you should go to college, because I knew that that wasn't really what he wanted to do. And to be honest, what he wants to do is going to be more of a technical school. It's not going to be a full college and the degrees and all that stuff, right? He loves mechanics. He loves working with his hands. He's now decided that he wants to join the military, right? So like now he has options. And so I'm enjoying being able to see him do what I didn't have the privilege of doing, which was taking a little bit of time to figure out what you want to do before you step into that role of starting your life. Mm. So I love that you have a book about that. I think that's fantastic. I think that that should be put out there more than anything, you know. I mean, give me your take in regards to going to college or not going to college, or, you know, how do you feel about it?
So I feel like college is very important. I always promise my mother that, I go to college, I graduate. I feel like there are certain things that I will learn in college, and you always hear the fact that if you go to college, you're going to meet the best friends for the rest of your life. And that is true. I give you that much. But there's also things that I learned when I was outside of college that can never be replaced, you know. Mm-hmm. During the time that I could have went, that I didn't went to college, I was able to create a podcast. I was able to go skydiving. You know, there's certain that I was able to take certain trips. Now, mm-hmm. am I going to say that this road is easier than the other road? No, because each road is different. They all have their own separate challenges. But it all depends on who you are as a person. If I knew what I knew now, I would have probably taken a year off before I went to college. And mm-hmm. I would have got a passport and seen different things. I would have been able to, whenever I go back to college, I would say, hey, I went to the Isle of China. I was able to do XYZ, create a thesis, and, you know, create these certain things. Because when I was in college, I was told the way how I speak is not acceptable. The way how I articulate myself, the way that how my words are and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I just learned to accept it until I got older, when it doesn't matter how you speak, it's the impact that you're able to do on other people.
So true. So true. I do think that we put a lot of judgment on a lot of people, more so than we should. And I feel like it's gotten worse since we have social media and we have, you know, all these additional roadmaps out there for people to kind of, I don't know, bully behind the scenes. Kind of a thing, but I agree with you. I do think that, and to be honest, that's in the real estate world. That's it being an entrepreneur. Like, everyone seems to still think that everything has to be perfect and you have to speak a certain way, you have to look a certain way or be a certain way in order to be taken serious. But I do agree with you that when you're coming from the heart and when you're genuine, people just kind of gravitate toward you.
Yeah, because personally, don't get me wrong, I love doing podcasts, but I would happily come to a studio, a podcast, whatever it be in a hoodie and some sweat and sweatpants, not dressed up in a suit, and be able to still do my job, because it shouldn't matter how you look, or it shouldn't matter how you look, but how you're able to change things, do different things in the world. Because I can tell you right now, there are some people in the same suits who are not so funny. I mean, I live in California. There's people on TV that have suits, but they're not actually funny in real life. You might find a cat that's funnier than some of these people. And it's nothing natural. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not me being negative or anything like that, but it's me understanding and having an open mindset of, okay, well, they're only doing this because society telling them, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's some people who are out here actually trying and doing their best, and they may not have the best clothes right now, mm-hmm. but they're able to go anywhere in the room and make anyone start crying, laughing.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And I think that's probably one reason why your podcast has blown up as much as it has, is because you're a very genuine person and you talk about the things that you're passionate about and the things that you enjoy and the things that you want people to know about. And I think that that's a better connection and a more real connection in this society, more organic than the persona that everybody seems to feel like they need to put on for everybody. So I absolutely love that. So tell me then, is there anything additional that you want to share with anyone that's going into the entrepreneurial world? Because I mean, you're only 24, which is fantastic. You have your life ahead of you. I waited till I was in my 30s before I decided that I wanted to get out of corporate. Is there anything you want to share or, you know, give some tips to people in regards to if you're getting into the world of being a business owner or being an entrepreneur, that you would like to share, like from your experience?
For me personally, I pray a lot and I ask a lot of questions and I talk to God a lot, and I try to take one day at a time. I don't try to push everything because like here, I'm comfortable, this is easy, but mm-hmm. out in public, I'm very quiet, I'm very reserved because I'm thinking, okay, what should this podcast be? What should this thing be? I'm thinking, okay, I'm quiet because I'm thinking about what's my next steps. At the end of the day, I want to look back in my life. I want my siblings, because I don't have any kids, I want my siblings to be able to drive in all four seasons, and I want them to go anywhere in the world and be able to be accepted and be able to say, I know your brother Jeremiah, I'm going to take good care of you. You don't worry about anything. Because I would have loved to have that. And the fact that I'm able to be first and be able to have my siblings say, I want to go here or there because you left and you tried to make a difference. Like that, mm-hmm. that's a key thing for me. And I just want everybody to know that you'll make it in life as long as you believe in yourself, have faith, and be passionate about whatever you be. We're all different because we all have different thumbprints, if you think about it that way, because there's like 7 billion people in the world, but we don't have the identical same thumbprints.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all going to be great one day. Just believe in yourself.
I love that. I think that's such an inspiration to other people, you know, especially for us that didn't take that advice when we were younger. I love that your generation and you at your age have realized that it's okay not to, you know, scramble through your day or shove everything into one bit. I love that you are comfortable in knowing and understanding that whatever you need to get done, you're gonna get done. And if it doesn't, it's okay because you still have time. So I appreciate that you bring that light to a lot of people, because in the entrepreneurial world, a lot of us get caught up in this thing, and then the next thing, right? And we're constantly shoving more things on our plate when the whole reason that we got into the entrepreneurial world was so that we could have time. And that so we didn't have to shove everything on our plate at once. So I sincerely appreciate you bringing that point to light.
Anytime, don't worry about it. More of those.
Well, Jeremiah, is there anything else that you would like to share? Any piece of positivity you would love to leave everybody with before we end today?
I think I left in the last couple of clips. I'm good.
That works. Well, tell everybody where they can find you online, how they can follow you and support you.
Awesome. Well, you can find me on Google, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever you stream any media, on Smart Way Podcast. It will be Smart Way, and then you'll see a black background. That's me. You'll have a whole bunch of episodes to choose from. You guys, be blessed, and have an amazing day.
I absolutely love that. And for everybody that's listening, I hope you guys got some amazing takeaways and understand that it's okay to take a breather every once in a while in your life instead of feeling like everything should be shoved into one piece in one day just so you can turn around and do it again. And we'll be sure to include Jeremiah's podcast in the description and everything for you guys as well. You have to go check it out. There's some amazing bits in there. And thank you again so much, Jeremiah, for being a part of the podcast today. I sincerely appreciate it. And to everybody that's out there, go do something positive for somebody else today. I promise it'll bring you a small piece of joy. So until next time, have a fantastic day, everyone. Hello again, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely love what you heard, please be sure to share, subscribe, and don't forget to leave me a comment or review so that I can keep the good stuff rolling. If you haven't yet connected with me on social media, be sure to follow along at Agent Services Plus. I am so excited to connect with you on the next episode. And until next time, be sure to find something that helps you learn, grow, and be inspired.